feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
When the ground is too cold and muddy to sit on, you might get down like when you're inspecting the leaves on a stack of things, playing or passing the time to the pain. You know, you're down
crouched.
Okay, or you might put you down on your
all fours.
Haunches.
I've heard it, never used it.
If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very...
He-man, muscular, built, stocky.
If someone has very good disposition so that everyone likes him, you say he is very...
likeable, jolly, congenial.
When you use the word common about a person, what do you mean? If you say something common, what does he mean about it?
Well, it would just depend on how you would use it. Like a lot of times it can be used to denote somebody's kind of low class. Somebody common, you know, didn't have any kind of class. Well, you could use it in another way, just that it was common, you know, that other people had the same characteristics, you know, common to a certain type, or just depending. Usually, I guess people use it for the first one.
If an old man is very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's wise.
Young for his age. Quite robust. I don't know what you'd say. He's quite... quite active.
If it's a young person you're talking about, one that's always moving around and always on the go, you say he's very
active. Restless. Energetic.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
Afraid. Scared.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
superstitious.
Right. A place, like a dark road alongside a graveyard is...
scary. Haunting.
I don't understand why she's afraid.
She's... superstitious.
You didn't understand why she was afraid. What would be the opposite of what she used to be?
She is. She just is.
That would be the opposite.
She still is. Trusting. Yeah. Mighty stupid. Mighty careless.
Okay, there's nothing really wrong with Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...